says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43,
welcome, folks.
My friend lost his life.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on August 23rd, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443 if you'd like to put in your thoughts on the subject of this show, which is the Trump Phenomenon. And whether you find the Trump phenomenon to be, as I do, most wonderful thing that's happened in our political lives, and more, I would just rate the birth of my children. Let's see. I won't go further. I can only think of very few things I would rate above the arrival of Donald Trump. That's good news in my life. Or if you're someone who is distressed by Donald Trump, you find him to be, we've had a couple of callers here, think he's a sellout, that he's all sorts of bad things about Donald Trump. Well, I want to hear you. Let me know what you think, but be prepared to say what you mean and mean what you say and get to the point. Don't dance around. Go right to your point, subject, verb, object, and we'll put it here on the air and talk about the Trump phenomenon. Let's see here. Well, let us sally forth here on Friday. An excellent week of achievement for Donald Trump. You know, the most exciting. Where's the most exciting news coming from right now? Well, I would say it is coming, the hoofbeats that we hear, the hoofbeats that our enemies hear. There are hoofbeats that they're hearing. are pertain to the payback on the Russia hoax, the Russian witch hunt, the Mueller hoax, Russiagate. This is variously described. The effort by the top level of the FBI. Now, this is extraordinary, is it not? I mean, it's so obvious what's happened. I like what Greg Jarrett has said it this way on national television on Fox. There's no question about the facts, he says. There's no question about what happened here. The only question is whether the perpetrators of the greatest crime in American history will escape. That's the only question. Because we now have in front of us absolute proof that the top of the FBI from the Obama administration were all traitors to our country. They should all be tried for treason. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Bruce Orr. This is the Justice Department and the FBI. Lisa Page, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, traitor wife. They should all be tried for treason. That they are guilty of, as Greg Jarrett says, this is not, there's no question about this. This was a coup d'etat against the American people, against our election, against a candidate, then against an elected president, then against a sitting president. And it continues to this day. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. I just heard on the Tucker Carlson show that Dan Bongino just said that CNN has just hired Andrew McCabe. What? This is amazing. Oh, and to that list of names of traitors, add John Brennan, director of the Obama CIA. These are not gophers. James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI. What? You're talking about the head of the three, well, we'll leave out the NSA, because apparently the NSA was not in full-blown treason. Mike Rogers, is that the name? Admiral Mike Rogers was running the National Security Agency, and he apparently was not a traitor to America. But the head of the CIA, the head of the Director of National Intelligence, and the Director of the FBI, all of them guilty of treason? Woo-wee! Well, those are the hook beats that those that are being heard this week. It's our hook beats now that they're hearing, and they've got to be sweating big, because and Greg Jarrett said it, Dan Bongino has said it, Joe DiGenova has said it. And one of the interesting questions that these folks will be asked is, do you think anybody is going to jail? That's one of the interesting questions. And there's always a pause, and they take a breath, these patriotic people like DiGenova and Bongino and Jarrett. They take a pause, because that is the real question. There is no question who's guilty. There's no question as to what they're guilty of. We have yet to find out how deep the rot is. We know there's gangrene. We don't know whether it's above the knee yet. That's the only question. Is it up to the hip, the gangrene, or is it at the knee? But amputation is called for. The foot is dead. Gangrene has long taken that limb. But the question is, what's going to happen here? And these folks don't know. These brilliant patriotic folks like Bongino, Jarrett, DiGenova, they really don't know what's going to happen. Whether we will. Oh, and then they say this: if justice is not served, if these people skate, and then you add the Clinton people in there, Hillary, Bill, and the DNC, and Obama's people, if they are not punished for their crimes, then what was the best I heard yesterday? This best summary I heard, somebody said, this is not the United States of America, it's the Banana Republic of America. Who was it that said that? Was it Greg Jarrett? I like that turn of speech. The Banana Republic of America. I hope I can remember that one. Well, that's the big story. So if you have something to say on that story, I'd really especially like you to call in, because I think that's what's, well, and the confluence of events here, the Michael Horowitz, Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz report is coming out, is done. It's finished. And some people already have a copy of it, including John Durham of Connecticut, United States Attorney, who is now investigating Russiagate. And another person who has shown himself to be a traitor to the country, Christopher Wray. And those people I just mentioned, including Bongino and DeGeneva, and the list of heroes goes on, Jarrett, have said Christopher Wray needs to resign. He's the current director of the FBI. He is doing everything he can to make sure that the Horowitz report, which has been, I think it's taken more than a year, has it not, to put together. I believe the Inspector General Horowitz has 600 people working for him. Wow, this thing might be rather thorough. Christopher Wray is doing everything he can to redact everything possible so that you, the public, do not see how bad it is, how far the rot has gone. So that's coming. But John Durham has the report, and he is currently, according to the people I just mentioned, all those names, the heroes, he's acting upon it. I don't know whether he has convened a grand jury. They've said he's working on a grand jury. I don't know what that means, his progress, but he's got a grand jury underway or on the drawing board. He has subpoena power. He has the power of a prosecutor to file charges and make people go to prison based on those charges, convictions on those charges. Michael Horowitz does not have that power. He has the power only of the written word, power of a report. So, and apparently John Durham is for real. Anyway, so that's the exciting thing going on right now. Let's go to the president here. Of course, and all of this is wonderful news to the president. He must be, what a relief to our president that finally, the enemy is on the run. Let's look at his most recent tweets. Most recent tweets, he's got a tweet 12 hours ago. That's a long time for our president. He talks about the Flores Agreement, which he wants to get rid of, is a catch-22, creating an enormous incentive for adult migrants to bring kids along, even if the journey puts them in danger. And the president's quoting New York Post editorial board. Now, this is a brilliant decision, to scrap the Flores Agreement and to say, I mean, it's just a brilliant move. It's a game changer, as several people have said. The president is a genius at finding ways to make things that others have found impossible. The president finds a way to make it work. It goes all the way back to things like the what was the name of that ice skating rink? Nobody could make the ice skating rink, fix it, and finish it in New York City. And from that little example to this huge example, he's figured out that by the Flores Agreement, which requires that if illegals claiming asylum in the United States, claiming to be refugees, can only be held 20 days before they have to be released. And of course, nobody, when you flood the border, nobody can be taken care of in 20 days. So they're all being released by the hundreds of thousands. The president has simply said, no, we're going to hell with the Flores Agreement, which is not a law, to hell with that, a temporary measure. We're going to hold people, children and their alleged parents, until we get an adjudication of their claim, which might take 60 days. Beautiful. Now there's no automatic release into the interior of the U.S. When word gets to back to Guatemala and Honduras and every other hellhole that you're not getting into the U.S., hey, they're not going to make the trip. They're not going to join the flood. Wonderful. And of course, this takes the left, of course, is freaking out. Oh, the president is separating children from parents. Well, first of all, a good percentage of the so-called parents are not parents. They're kidnappers, kidnapping children. That's exactly what they're doing, is they bring a child across the border alleging it's their child. They're guilty of kidnapping. They need to go to prison for life. Somebody else's prison, not ours, not on our dime. They're not really parents in so many cases. B, it's not the president separating them. Obama was separating them. And C, they had to be separated because of the Flores Agreement. And D, they're being treated very, very well in whatever center or facility they're in at your expense. But this is brilliant. Now the left is objecting. Oh, you're keeping the parents and the children together now. Oh, first you're separating them. But now, shame on you. You're keeping them together. Shame. It doesn't matter what the president does. It's evil. This is beautiful. The left is looking like complete loons. And when the president said he's scrapping the Flores Agreement, the reaction was immediate from every Democrat demon rat candidate. Every single one of them went berserk on national television within hours, proving the point that if Trump said it, it's evil. Let's find another. There's a few wonderful tweets from the president here. He writes 9 minutes ago. Oh, okay. I got his tweets wrong. That was a post. What do you call it? A pinned tweet. He's got tweets much more recent. He's got tweets 9 minutes ago, tweets 7 minutes ago. He's got a tweet. Okay, so we go down here to 7 minutes ago, and I'm confusing retweets with tweets. He says, looking forward to being with great leaders in France. That's the G7 summit in, I think it's in Biarritz. It says Taormina. Departing, leaving soon in France. So that was 9 minutes ago. So he's about to get on to Air Force One and head to France, where he will dominate world news. He will have wonderful, wonderful, brilliant moves that he will make with the G7 leaders. More news. There's a great headline here. United States Treasury designates China as a currency manipulator. We covered that one earlier, but I want to get to his tweet on the Federal Reserve. I'll find it and have it for you as soon as we come back from this break. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
When this war, welcome back, boys and girls. And get ready for some Corey's skating Trump brilliance in his tweets today. Boy, there is a string of stuff. I think we have enough time in today's show to convey this, to share it, to enjoy it. Let's start. I found that tweet on the Federal Reserve. The president tweeted 12 hours ago. He said, now the Fed can show their stuff. And apparently they were about to have a conference, a meeting, make an announcement. So he's saying to Jay Powell and the rest of the turkeys on the Federal Reserve Board, come on, show your stuff. Then 10 hours ago, he tweets this, I guess after they came out with their usual disappointing performance. He says, as usual, the Fed did nothing. It is incredible that they can, quote, speak, unquote, without knowing or asking what I am doing, which will be announced shortly. We have a very strong dollar and a very weak Fed. I will work brilliantly with both, and the U.S. will do great. My only question, now listen to this, folks. Them's fighting words coming up here. Listen to this. My only question is, who is our biggest enemy? Jay Powell or Chairman Xi? Whoa, folks. There's smoke coming off of that one right there. Who is our bigger enemy? Jay Powell, that's the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, or Chairman Xi? Now, remember, this is the same Chairman Xi that Donald Trump has said, you know, he's a smart man, et cetera. He's a great leader, et cetera. This is all obligatory pro forma part of the art of the deal. You know, don't piss off your opponent. But, you know, Chairman Xi knows how Donald Trump really feels. Donald Trump is not an admirer of Chairman Xi, the Communist Party dictator, the head of the Communist Party, the head of the Red Army, the head of the government, the head of the economy. No, Donald Trump is not a fan of a person like that in a totalitarian state where people regularly disappear and are snuffed by his secret police. Who is our bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Xi? Now listen, now begins a series of tweets, folks, that are history in the making. The president unloads not only on Jay Powell, he unloads on Red China. He says, this will take a little time. There's a number of tweets here. 10 hours ago, you know, he says, our country has lost stupidly trillions of dollars with China over many years. They have stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They want to continue. I won't let that happen. We don't need China. And frankly, would be far better off without them. Oh my, I can't believe I've got to pinch myself. I'm already sitting down, or I'd have to. Did I just hear a president of the United States say what I just heard? We don't need China. And frankly, would be far better off without them. Wow. He says the vast amounts of money made and stolen by China from the United States year after year for decades will and must stop. All caps. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including, okay, let me just pause right there. Order to immediately start looking for an alternative to China. In other words, various companies, and I won't name, I'll, you know, think of your own, stop putting all this Chinese crap on your shelves, okay? Or you'll be regarded as unpatriotic by the President of the United States and all American patriots, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the USA. I will be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon. This is coming up. Wait for this, folks, because he has done it. This is a great opportunity for the United States. Also, I am ordering all carriers, including FedEx, Amazon, UPS, and the Post Office, to search for and refuse all deliveries of fentanyl from China. Fentanyl kills 100,000 Americans a year. President Xi said he would stop. Said this would stop. It didn't. Our economy, because of our gains in the last 2.5 years, is much larger than that of China. We will keep it that way. Man, folks, be glad you were born when you were born. Be glad you're alive today to hear these words from your president. This is booming through time, what the president has said today. He says, now, get this, the sense of humor, this is wonderful. The Dow is down 573 points, perhaps on the news that Representative Seth Moulton, whoever that may be, has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. The president speaking there, you know, sarcastically, you know, of course the Dow is down. The president has just told China where to stick it. Ah, this is beautiful. For many years, China, now I'm continuing, I'm not making this up. For many years, China, come right back to this. Folks, I'm glad just to be alive. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say. started taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. Party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Just cut in to tell me we've got some callers lined up here. Tom in Florida, Eric in Tennessee, John in Missouri, Phil in Florida, and I recognize a new name there and so on, and we'll start with the newest name on the list, Phil in Florida. Phil, are you there? Come in, Phil.
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I don't think Trump's going to be able to bring manufacturing back to the mainland here in the United States.
And why would you say that?
One of the reasons. Yeah, okay, I'll tell you if you just don't interrupt me, please. Part of the reason the Fortune 500 left is that they got away from affirmative action and lawsuits from minorities, and they're not going to come back to that. When you go over to China, you just deal with one race of people. I don't even think they have human resources there. And I don't think the Fortune 500 is going to let Trump order them around to leave China. Because China, you know, they let us come into their country and get rich off of the cheap labor. I mean, those people don't make very much money. And so I find it hard to believe that we're going to pull people out of... Companies aren't going to leave China because Trump says so. And they're not
Hang on, Phil. That's a well-stated and interesting point. I hadn't thought of that angle. that companies are fleeing, you know, affirmative action and all the other social justice warrior crap. That's a very interesting and good point. However, let me add this to your commentary. Were you aware that by the thousands, they are already relocating back to the United States? Donald Trump has announced this many times over the last year. They are flooding. It's not like a question of will they do it. They're doing it. It is not a question as to whether the Chinese economy is collapsing right now. It is. They've had their worst year in 35 years. There's a great sucking sound coming out of China. And our boom is not coincidentally happening at the same time that China is having a collapse. So Donald Trump, and I'm going to finish the tweets that I was reading just a little bit ago. And stay with me. I don't want you to go. But let me just... The president's tweets on China, because that's what you're talking about. So let's listen to the man who has more say-so in the matter than I do or you do. Let's listen to what he has to say about China. Here's the next thing he had to say as we were reading along here a bit ago. Let me find my place. And I appreciate your calling, Phil. Have you called before on the show?
No.
Phil? You haven't? Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love first-time callers. I love it. Thank you. Here's the president in his tweets. This is a long series of tweets. This is history in the making, folks. These are much more than tweets. No president, no person in American history has ever issued a series of pronouncements like this one that we were in the middle of reading. Here he says, and he's addressing your question, Phil, are companies going to come back to America? He says, the president says, our great American companies are hereby ordered. I understand the president doesn't issue orders in general to companies, but he's letting them know, hey, you contradict me in this. You contradict us patriots in this, Mr. Corporate America, and you're going to pay. We're going to make you pay. Are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the USA. I will be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon. Now, stay with me, Phil, because he's about to give that response. He says, I'm ordering all carriers to find alternatives, FedEx, et cetera, to shipping from China. He says, fentanyl kills 100,000, more than 100,000 Americans a year. He then says, for many years, China has been taking advantage of the United States on trade, intellectual property theft, and much more. Our country has been losing hundreds of billions, and he goes on. Sadly, past administrations have allowed China to get so far ahead of fair and balanced trade that it has become a great burden to the American taxpayer. As president, I can no longer allow this to happen. In the spirit of achieving fair trade, we must balance this very unfair trading relationship. China should not have put new tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. products. Starting, now get this, here he is. Starting on October 1st, the $250 billion of goods and products from China currently being taxed at 25% will be taxed at 30%. That's action. He says, additionally, the remaining $300 billion of goods and products from China that was being taxed from September 1st at 10% will now be taxed at 15%. And then this is sardonic here. He says, thank you for your attention to this matter. So the, that's not something you or I, Phil, can do in our spare time. He just increased the tariff on $300 billion worth of goods by 50%. I mean, he just threw the gauntlet down to China. And the most amazing sentence I find in this whole series, let me find it again. He said, I have to pinch myself. Am I really reading this? He says, we don't need China. And frankly, would be far better off without them. Folks, those are words that will be quoted 500 years from now. We don't need China. Now, can you imagine? Hang on, Phil. I can assure you right now, the heads of the Communist Party in China are at this moment peeing in their pants. Now, go ahead. What's your commentary, Phil? Oh, Phil's gone. Okay. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Let's go to Old Faithful John. John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. That's why we voted for this man. You know, we don't need China. And if you're a patriotic American, you won't buy their crap. They don't make nothing that I want. It's garbage, James. It's absolute garbade. You can bite through a grade 8 bolt from China.
Oh, I love it.
I know a lot of people who don't. I mean, if it says made in China, they just put it back on the shelf. Hey, if you can't sell me something good, you know, you're not going to sell me anything. And more.
Yeah, well, I'm that way. You know, when I'm in the produce section at the supermarket, the first thing I look at any produce that I'm buying for my family, for my children, if I'm buying grapes, I got to see these words: grown in the USA. And if it says grown in Mexico, I do what you just said. I put it back on the shelf. I don't need what's happening.
The country needs to do that. We don't need the business people to make our decisions for us. We can make them ourselves.
Yeah.
Don't buy the crap.
But, you know, John, isn't this beautiful? And you said it. You've got that touch that the president has, that touch of directness. We don't need China. And frankly, would be far better off without them. Imagine if you're one of the dictators of China who are facing right now these mass demonstrations in Hong Kong, hundreds of thousands, millions of people in the street. And what are they saying? What are those Chinese people saying in the streets of Hong Kong? They're saying, hell no, hell no. We don't want to be sucked into the Chinese dictatorship.
You know, we want the same thing Donald's saying. We don't need China.
That's
exactly what they're saying, and the American people better start saying it too. You know,
I'm
an American farmer, and I don't care if the Chinese ever buy anything of mine.
There you go. Yeah, and you know, this is the kind of refreshing thing that we've needed. This is a balm to our soul, folks. To have a president who says we don't, there's that movie, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, where the Mexican gangster says to Humphrey Bogart, he's trying to hold up Humphrey Bogart and the Americans there in Mexico, and the gangster in his sombrero says, we are the federales. Then Humphrey Bogart says, well, if you're the federales, I should have that clip for you. If you're the federales, where are your badges? And then the guy with the gold glittering rack of teeth, he grins and he says, badges? What badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And then
that's
the shooting
Donald
starts.
And that's what the entire American population is saying, James.
The mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
That was the engineer, a brilliant engineer on the show who did that right there, folks. And that was the Treasure of the Sierra Madre, I think 1937, maybe. Humphrey Bogart, a patriot. Humphrey Bogart was a patriotic guy.
Hey, James.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Yeah?
All these people that are bellyaching about Donald, Donald's this, Donald's that, he's a sellout. What would Hillary have done? What would Hillary have done? She'd have you eating chop suey every damn day.
Donald. Yeah. This is so wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I mean, you know, and we got this, you know, this has all happened today. The mainstream, lamestream media is going to try to cover it up what the president has just done, but he has issued the challenge. He has thrown down the gauntlet to China. He has said, go straight to hell to the Chinese dictatorship. And
the economy in the world. They need us. We don't need them.
Yeah, and see, that's where Trump is such a genius. That's an example of that. He looks at the situation and he goes, exactly, we don't need them. They need us. And they're treating us like crap. And so his response, he's been nice. He's been polite. You know, he has all those announcements where he said, I'm sure President Xi can handle this. I'm sure he can do this. He's given Xi, that's called giving a guy a, a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. He's given Xi Jinping, a dozen chances. And you know what must have happened today? He finally said, you know what? No more, no more chances. And he said what he's been thinking all along. Go to hell.
Exactly. James, yeah. I'm going to let somebody else talk. Thank you very much.
All right, John, thank you so much. I know you're like, thank you, folks. John in Missouri, he's great. I mean, and I love what he started off with. You know, got callers like John in Missouri, they say it so much more succinctly than I do. This, remember how his call began? This is why we voted for Trump. Brilliant, John, thank you. I know you're off the line, but I hope you hear my words. Beautifully said, this is why we voted for Trump. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Eric in Tennessee. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, James. I've noticed the Federal Reserve, you talked about that a little earlier, they haven't printed a new note since 2013. I've yet to find one. So I want to...
Okay, Eric, can you improve your microphone setup there at all?
Okay, am I better now?
Yeah, you're better.
Okay. I just want to let you know, you're talking about the Federal Reserve earlier. I've noticed, and I've been looking at the bills lately, I haven't found one after 2013.
Well, very interesting. Now, what the president has said about what he calls the idiots at the Federal Reserve is that what they're doing right now is they're choking the American boom. They're treating the American boom as if they're trying to choke off inflation. So they're tightening the money supply, and they're raising interest rates. Now, they've lately lowered them a little bit, but they should be, Donald Trump says they need to be lowered by 100 basis points. I guess, does that mean 1%? He's the one who went to the Wharton School of Finance, not me. Donald Trump is a genius in economics and finance, the best school in the world, Joseph Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania. So, they are choking off the boom, and the president is saying, and this is such an amazing thing. I love that tweet where he says, who is America's biggest enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Xi?
That's exactly right.
Imagine, I told you folks, I told Bill in Florida that the communist dictators, they're peeing in their pants tonight. I'll tell you who else is peeing in his pants and going to wet his bed all night. It's Jay Powell.
Hey, James, I'll let you go. But I just wanted to point that out, that there's not a Federal Reserve note after 2013 that I found.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thank Eric, thank you for calling in. You know, I love Tennessee. I used to live north of Knoxville. What a great state you live in.
Oh, it's a beautiful area. I love it. So great talking to you again. We'll talk to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Call in often, John. Let's go to Al in West Virginia. Al, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to ask you a question and get your opinion. What do you think of these people that's in government, or anybody for that matter in the United States that has a dual citizenship?
Well, the... I'm with President Trump, America first. If somebody's got another citizenship in another country, there are all kinds of reasons that can happen. There are people
who
citizenship.
When you take a citizenship in any country, don't you take allegiance?
Well, no, I hear you and I'm with you. I would prefer that people that want to claim American citizenship renounce their citizenship in other countries. I would prefer that if I had my druthers, but there are reasons for people to have citizenship in another country.
What kind of reason you reckon that'd be?
Well, I can give you an example, I think. Let me think of one, someone I know. I know of patriots, for instance, who were rewarded by the United States Congress with U.S. citizenship for their fight against communism in Eastern Europe, and they kept their citizenship in the Czech Republic or in Croatia. Sebastian Gorka, I don't know if he has Hungarian citizenship, but he was a Hungarian, and he's a great American patriot now. I hear what you're saying, and I, and I, if, tell me if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly here. You're objecting to the fact that so many Jews have dual citizenship in America and Israel. Is that fundamentally what you're talking about?
Well, that or other countries. But whenever you take the citizenship, you know, whenever you take the oath to become a citizen of a country, you give that oath to honor and protect, you know. So how can you do it with two countries? You can only serve one master.
I hear what you're saying.
My master is the Lord. But, you know, as far as government goes, I don't see how we can trust the government with taking dual citizenships.
Al, the angels are strumming their harps. We've got to wait for the music, and we'll be back right after this break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Hey, we're back, folks. Let me see here. Yeah, we're back. This is Kelso. You're listening to, I'm really enjoying tonight's show. And because of you, I'm enjoying you folks out there. I've really enjoyed John in Missouri and everybody that's called in here. Who do we have on with us right now, engineer? Is it Al in West Virginia?
It is.
Al, tell me more that's on your mind.
Well, I'm just saying that how can you take an allegiance to something?
Okay, now, Al, let me give you my answer to that. I agree with you. I think that Americans, it's America all the way. But for those people that, you know, I'll tell you what, if somebody would give me citizenship in, you know, places that I love, you know, like if I could get a Norwegian citizenship, and somebody offered me in addition, I could have a citizenship in, let's say, Poland and Viktor Orban's Hungary. Oh, I'd love to have a couple of those. So I'm not holding against people if they have. I don't like people whose primary loyalty is not to our country, of course. But that's, you know, I'm with you on that. I hear you.
Well,
but there are all kinds of people.
What I'm saying is, how can you trust somebody that gave their allegiance to a different country, but yet you're putting them in office?
Okay. It'd be different. Well, I'll give you an example. Stephen Miller, who is Jewish, grew up in Santa Monica. Hang on, grew up in Santa Monica, where I grew up, Stephen Miller, went to Santa Monica High School, right in my hometown. Stephen Miller, how can I trust him? Now, he's Jewish, which I don't know if he has dual citizenship or citizenship in Israel. I don't know whether he does. I have no idea. But let's say he does. I'll tell you why I can trust Stephen Miller, because he's as good a patriot as I am. That's how I can trust him. He's written these incredible speeches for Donald Trump. So it's not a matter of... But that's my thought on that. But anyway, I appreciate that. And we got a lot of calls here. The phone board's lit up, Al.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, Al.
Everything
I said about Tennessee, I've also lived in West Virginia. You live in one hell of a place, Al. Thank you for West Virginia. Let's see. Let's go to we lost Richard in Austin. Okay, Richard, I love your call. So if you want to call back in, call in. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening, James. Real quickly, I know your show's going to end. Listen, you're right about what you said about Greg Jarrett. Greg Jarrett's right. I'm telling you, I saw a thing that Brennan's going to be arrested within the next 6 months. He's going to jail. I think Clapper, all those people in the FBI, those criminals, traitors, they're going to jail. I believe you're 100% correct in that. You're going to see that within the next 3 to 6 months. Watch what I tell you, James. I've been correct on most things when I talk to you. You're going to see what Greg Jarrett's right.
Well, Tom, that's a cherry on top for tonight's show. I appreciate you relaying that news. And we'll all celebrate. Get out your party favors and your noisemakers, folks. We'll have a big party when John Brennan is hauled off to Sing Sing for a long time
jail,
on the
James.
Rock.
James?
We're out of time, Tom. We're out of time. So Tom, we're out of time. And thank you. Thank you for that thought on John Brennan. So we have run out of time, folks. That was fun tonight. I agree with Mike Ribeiro. You are the best audience in radio. And you saw why tonight with your calls. We'll see you all again in the Trump Clubhouse on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.